With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. What's up with Hurricane Milton? National Hurricane Center's John Cangelosi says its path hasn't really changed.
We're still expecting the storm to turn northeastward as it approaches the Florida Peninsula and then make landfall in west central Florida as a major hurricane Wednesday night or very early Thursday morning, and then track across the state and probably maintain its hurricane status as it does so.
Milton, currently a Cat 4 storm, could land a once-in-a-century direct hit on Tampa. Almost the entirety of Florida's west coast is under a hurricane warning. A big concern is the possibility of towering storm surges. It could swamp and destroy everything in their path, devastating communities that are still reeling from Hurricane Helene and still rebuilding following Hurricane Ian 2 years ago. Former President Trump continues criticizing the federal response to Hurricane Helene, especially in hard-hit western North Carolina.
It's amazing. This has been an amazing period of time, but the response has been very weak, unbelievably weak. Nobody's ever seen such a weak response, so we have to get a strong response. And now we have another one coming, and it looks like it's going to be a whopper.
Kamala Harris urging people to listen to and heed the instructions of local officials, including any evacuation orders.
I know a lot of folks out there have survived these hurricanes before. This one is going to be very, very serious.
And forecasters warn that Milton could bring 10 to 15-foot storm surge to the Tampa Bay. Also at SRNNews.com, Kentucky State Police say three crew members were killed. A medical helicopter crashed while heading to pick up a patient. The crash reported last evening in Owenton, about 40 miles northwest of Lexington, Kentucky. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 46 points higher. This is SRN News. Does anybody care about the birth rate?
More people die in the U.S. than are born, and it's been that way for a couple of decades. It's not a problem yet, but it could eventually be one, and most Americans don't care. A fresh YouGov poll finds only 22% of respondents think the falling birth rate is a bad thing. 23% say it's a good thing, and everybody else says it's either no problem or aren't sure. And here's the key finding. While 30% of men say less babies is a bad thing, only 14% of women agree. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
About 7 in 10 adults say they believe in angels, according to a new AP NORC poll. Americans' belief in angels is about on par with belief in heaven and the power of prayer, but is bested by belief in God or a higher power. That stands at 79%. The poll finds that fewer U.S. adults believe in Satan, astrology, reincarnation, and that physical things can have spiritual energies. This is SRN News. California's avocados could be in trouble after changes to inspections.
Mexico is now in charge of inspecting incoming avocados and other fruits instead of the USDA. This comes after increased threats against the inspectors themselves when they tried to dig deeper into deceptive shipments. California farmers and the California Avocado Commission worry the Mexican inspectors will also face threats, meaning diseases and pests will pass through and damage U.S. crops. The commission says the USDA must reverse the decision. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Federal regulation of so-called ghost guns, a subject of arguments today before the Supreme Court. The guns, often sold in kit form, do not have serial numbers. That makes them hard to trace. President Biden signed an executive order to regulate them, and that prompted a legal challenge that has now reached the Supreme Court. More details, SRNNews.com.